RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. What are the top nutrition trends for 2016? Well, we got them for you. Chris Gunners is a nutrition researcher and founder of a fantastic online that I'm a subscriber to, and I highly recommend all of you do the same thing. It's called AuthorityNutrition.com. It is awesome. It really just sort of pairs right through all the studies and the news out there and gives you the bottom line at a very high credible level. Chris, welcome to Her Radio.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Okay, so we're going to blast through the top nutrition trends for 2016. And looks like the first one is what? Sugar is the new fat. What does that mean?
I think it's a trend that's been coming in, that's been happening for the past few years. People have stopped trying to cut back on fat in their diet, and they've started cutting back on sugar instead. And, you know, there's a lot of new research to show that fat was unfairly demonized and that sugar is a much bigger problem.
Exactly. And the fat we're talking about, you know, is when the fat that we love more than anything else is healthy fat, clearly. So the fat we get from avocados, from nuts and seeds and et cetera, et cetera. We're not talking about, you know, lard and junk. And then refined sugar is what we're referring to here. So that's it. That's the first one. Sugar is the new fat. Oh, boy. What's herbs 2.0? Herbs.
You know, herbs and spices, they have other purposes than just providing flavor. They're actually one of the most nutrient dense ingredients that you can use. They have, you know, medicinal compounds. For example, turmeric has a compound called curcumin, which has anti-inflammatory effects and all kinds of benefits.
Right.
So yeah, you know, they're not, people are learning that these are not just about, you know, adding flavor. They also have like really powerful health benefits. Many herbs.
Awesome. So yeah, and I got my cinnamon on my oatmeal in the morning, and that does a nice little number on my blood sugar too. All right. So number three is meet your matcha. That's a powdered green tea rich in antioxidants. So what's so hot about matcha? Why not just, you know, drink something else? Why is this the new trend?
Well, it's mostly like a condensed type of green tea. So it has many of the same health benefits and many of the same antioxidants, but it's like super, super dense. Like one cup of matcha is like 2 or 3 cups of regular green tea. So we all know how healthy green tea is.
Yeah. Good. I love it. Okay, matcha then. And the next one is take your minerals. What minerals are we talking about here?
Minerals like magnesium. These are lacking in most people's diets, and there's some research showing that adding them in supplement form can be beneficial. So, yeah, minerals are going to be a big topic this year, apparently.
I see that magnesium is obviously a super hot topic in nutrition and health field. And as a physician, we've actually seen data that says that 80% of us are deficient in it. Yikes. So we got to make sure to get that magnesium in our diet. All right, here comes the next one. Oh, boy, swap kale for kelp? What do you mean by that?
Well, people are realizing that seaweed is like a highly nutritious and sustainable crop. And, people are starting eating it more. You know, it's possible to, make it taste pretty good. You know, dried seaweed, for example, it's not just some yucky stuff that, you know, looks terrible. When you do it right, it's actually a really delicious, ingredient.
Huh. I heard that some researchers at Ohio State University actually patented a new strain of red seaweed called Dulse that smells and tastes like bacon. Oh, my gosh. Every moment it's something new. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the next one's one of my most favorite ones, and that is listen to your gut. Mm, I think we're talking about the microbiome, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. So this is like one of the biggest topics in nutrition and health right now. It's the microbiome. The bacteria live in our digestive tract, mostly the large intestine. So research is showing that these bacteria and the organisms that live there have like really, really powerful effects on our health, even mental health and all pretty much all body systems. And what we do in life, what we eat, you know, how much stress we have, all of this affects the microbiome. And we're learning how we can optimize microbiome.
Huh. Fantastic. Well, I'm all about the microbiome. 100 trillion bacteria in there. And what we're finding now is it's so huge that we have to be able to eat well and feed those belly bugs well so that they can help support us in everything from our digestion to our mood. You know, there's a mind-gut connection there that's very powerful. Now, the next one's kind of interesting. Netflix and cook. And this is all about food products and ready-prepared meals that surface over the last couple of years. And people are focused once and again on how to get back to basics. But maybe grocery delivery services like Blue Apron and HelloFresh are making it easier for us. So do you see this as a trend then?
Oh, yeah. People are definitely getting back to the basics, cooking at home. This is very important in my opinion because, you get to, choose exactly what is in your food. And, when eating out and when eating ready prepared meals, they're usually, they have some stuff that you don't want, even though you probably don't realize that it's in there. So definitely better to cook yourself. And this is, gonna be a huge trend in the coming years, I believe.
Yes, I think so too, because people are so time starved out there, and anything we can do to get back to cooking and, you know, the bottom line, right? So that we have control over our own ingredients. And there's none of this, you know, there's a brand new study that just came out, I think in the last 24 hours, it shows that the mass majority of restaurants, are way over calorie for what we actually need, let alone all the extra, you know, junk that they put into the food. Here's an interesting new trend. Bone broth isn't going anywhere. It's the new juice cleanse. What's that about?
Yeah, it's one of the new, you know, superfoods. I haven't quite jumped on the trend yet, and I haven't actually tried it, but it's very interesting, and it's something I want to look into soon.
Yeah, it's got anti-inflammatory and gut healing properties, and people now have bone broth recipes. I'm looking to, you know, to eyeball that a little bit more myself. That's a real new trend. Here's another one. Eat like a fitness star. Oh boy. So now what we're talking about is, you know, grabbing that, you know, cup of matcha, hitting the gym hard and being able to take good care of yourself. So that makes sense, right?
Oh, yeah. So what they say is, strong is the new skinny or something. So it's very trendy. I'm glad to see how, you know, the focus is becoming on being, you know, fit and, capable instead of just being skinny.
I love it. And then the final one is don't worry, be happy. And you know something, Chris, you and I would both agree that the joy factor for health, wellness, you know, and taking good care of yourself is where it's at. People are now more anti-extreme, anti-diet, all this silliness. So let's make sure that we know what those 10 trends are. You heard them all. And get on over to authoritynutrition.com to learn more. Chris, thanks for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. For Ask Her, please email.